8:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers begin tackling Colorado's budget this week. CPR's public affairs reporter Banta Berkland has more.
The legislature has more money to work with than originally anticipated because the pandemic didn't make as big a hit to the state's income as expected. But Democratic Speaker of the House, Alec Garnett, says a lot of Coloradans are still hurting financially.
Economic recovery, putting the state first, and making sure that we bounce back stronger than we were is the number one priority.
Lawmakers and Governor Polis are also putting together a separate COVID relief stimulus package with extra one-time money from last year's budget. Under the state constitution, lawmakers must pass a balanced budget each year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new bill would help the town of Parker leave the regional transportation district. But even if it's approved, the process could take decades. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Town leaders in Parker say they aren't getting enough bus service in return for the taxes people pay there. A new bill in the legislature would allow the town to start the process to leave RTD entirely. But it's complicated. If the bill passes, Parker residents could then vote on whether they want to stay in RTD or go. A leave vote wouldn't take effect until all of RTD's current debts are paid off. That's not scheduled to happen until 2050. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Before the pandemic, sexually transmitted diseases were on the rise. When people started social distancing, cases dropped. But Dr. Karen Wendell with Denver Public Health says it wasn't just social distancing.
Because of shifting in testing kits to COVID-19 kits, there was a shortage of tests for gonorrhea and chlamydia. And so suddenly, healthcare centers all over the United States were finding that they couldn't even test when they wanted to test.
Now that the shortage is resolved, Wendell says there may be a surge in STDs as COVID-19 restrictions continue to lift, but she says it's too early to tell. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.